This is Johnny Bluestar. Welcome to Threshold, a global media event. Is the universe just a random dance of atoms? Or is it a manifestation of a supremely intelligent architect? Can its purpose, or our purpose here on Earth, be adequately assessed? Can we commune with it, know its intentions, cooperate with its direction? Here, we define Threshold as a gateway state of awareness, allowing mankind to cross into a place of real cognition. Threshold allows us to approach questions of higher reality through the door of experience rather than mere belief. Welcome to Threshold, where we tear away the veil from commercial media, bringing our audience and participants into another realm of reality and enhanced communication. We're on a musical odyssey with songwriters Zave Nathan and Bonnie Blazak. Here we're discussing and playing songs about some of the massive problems facing our country and the rest of the planet. I'd like to focus right now, because of a song that you wrote, on the alarming things that are happening to our educational system. What have you found out about something called Common Core?
Common Core brought to me the attention by a friend of mine who is working and living in Nashville. And she called me up one day, and we were talking, and she said, why don't you write a song about Common Core? And I said, what is Common Core? And she briefly explained to me what it was, so I researched it. That was about a year ago. And oh my God. Common Core is an educational platform that is designed to cramble the minds of our children. That's what Common Core is all about.
How does it do that?
So by teaching the kids that 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Because it's close enough, and you don't want to tell the kid it's wrong because it might hurt their self-esteem. So it's more what they say is, well, we're teaching more about concepts than actual facts or linear thinking. It's more conceptual thinking, but it actually is extremely confusing. And we have some friends who have young children. Ours are all grown now, thank goodness. But their young children will come home with their homework and ask Dad to help, and he can't help. And he's a bright guy. He sits down, he reads it, he looks at it. He cannot figure out what the answer is. It's total confusion.
And you think that's deliberate?
Part of Common Core is the continuing and deepening rewriting of history. They're basically telling kids that the Constitution is really old and outdated and, you know, it doesn't make any sense anymore, and we have to come up with something new and different, which removes all of our freedoms, and it's just a nightmare. It's a total nightmare.
Well, I'd like to play the song that you wrote about it, Bonnie and Zave. Here we go.
My fifth grade teacher told me to always choose C when I did not know the answer.
State testing.
It is not a state initiative. It was not developed by educators. It is not going to better prepare students for college or real-world applications. Process of using the education system to mold students into more obedient workers and tax cattle. By billionaires with hidden agendas of their own.
That song is very powerful, but it reminds me, if I start to think about what is the problem that we're going through, the first thing is I find there to be a gigantic list of problems. They all seem to cohere together, but I wonder if we could just discuss some of them briefly. For instance, I know that you're concerned about mandatory vaccination. Give me an idea of why.
Well, if all of us would just do a little research on our own and simply read the inserts that go with, you know, the vaccination packages, it's frightening. It's admitted that it causes brain damage. They're full of mercury, aluminum, neurotoxins, and they set up a separate court for vaccine injury, and so many people have had terrible, terrible results with their children getting something like 37 vaccinations in their first 18 months of life, filled with these toxins, and then we wonder why there's so much autism. And, you know, the scientists, even who have worked on some of these studies, have come out and become whistleblowers, saying, yeah, you know, we fudged the results, fraudulent. It's a fraudulent study. It's not safe. And we need to have the choice. I mean, there are a lot of brainwashed people in this country that go, oh my God, yes, if you're going to touch my child, you better have a flu shot. Or don't come near us, you know. And they're lining up for their shots. And they think, and the doctors are totally brainwashed by Big Pharma. And so they tell, you walk in the doctor's office, they want to know, are you up on all your shots? Do you need a flu shot? What do you need? I got it. You want it? I got it. And they're totally brainwashed too. So it's causing enormous autism. We have several friends who have autistic children. We've seen this firsthand. And even one of Dave's daughters, after she had several of her vaccinations as a toddler,
He had seizures. He had seizures for 5 years. His ex-wife didn't agree with the vaccination policy that Dave has, and she just went ahead and did what she wanted, and that was the result. So we will never take any vaccinations of any kind, and we hope that our children won't have to either. This is a huge issue of choice here in California, and it's going to spread across the country. You know, California's been sort of the litmus test for the rest of the country. You know, they're trying things here like, well, let's fill the agriculture with our chemtrail spraying, and let's give mandatory vaccines and kill business and drive business out of the state and destroy the state. So California, we're up against a lot. Second Amendment is a huge issue here. They're really, really pushing hard to grab our guns, and it's really...
I mean, the concept of vaccination makes sense. The issue is what inside is vaccine. My father was a doctor. I was raised in a doctor's family. And of course, he administered some vaccines in the 60s and 70s. And we are under the impression that vaccines are safe and they are here to help us and protect us. So the population at large is accepting. And in the back end, the medical system has put inside these vaccines adjuvants that are really, really bad. And they put this in your body, and it goes to your brain, and it accumulates, and it destroys you to such an extent. It's so dangerous now, that, like Bunny said.
I guess the question would be, if that's the case, why? What is behind all this? Why would... That's like just one of several claims that people have made about massive conspiracy that endanger our health. I mean, if you just listen to some pharmaceutical commercials, you see that, like after listening to them, trying to listen objectively, although there are nice, very, very nice pictures of people speaking to each other and swinging in playgrounds and laughing and talking with their friends. And a lot of these things promise the possibility of lethal damage to your life. What is going on here? Why is all this happening in this way?
Well, if you research things like Agenda 21, the plan of the elite class is to depopulate the world dramatically. And so they're doing it through the vaccine process. There was even a little speech in a TED Talk that Bill Gates gave in which he said, oh, yeah, in Africa, we want to bring in all these vaccinations, and if we're successful, will reduce the population by 15%. And, like, nobody blinked. I thought, here he's, like, actually telling the truth that the purpose of vaccines is to decrease the population as opposed to if vaccines work and they kept us immune from deadly diseases, wouldn't it increase the population? So I don't know if that was a little flip or... It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the blur, but I'm not sure totally of the context. But I am sure that this is, for many people, a profound problem right here in the United States. And it is disabling many, many people, according to those who are against vaccinations. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to change the mood slightly, because I'd like people to get a sense of the versatility of your music. And I'd like to play a little number called She and take a commercial break.
To believe that she would stop sending a flow of love to me until I drop. I just wanted her to know I would never let her go. She's everything I need. She has no fear, no greed. She from now to eternity, she gives me love. 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 She gives me love.
This is Johnny Blue Star. I've worked as a lyricist with Patricia Welsh for over 5 years, along with Russian composer Edgar Ahrens, a friend and colleague. Her ability as a singer is simply amazing. She brings a unique and dramatic flair to every song she sings. Over the next few months, we shall be releasing a number of these songs, part of an album called Hadley's Castle. Meanwhile, Patricia has been busy creating a super enjoyable collection of classic standards in an exciting 46-song, 3-CD collection.
Music for great entertaining introduces Cocktails, Dinner, and Dessert with Patricia Welsh. 3 hours of continuous music. 46 of the all-time classic standards, spanning decades of hit songs. Going to a friend's home for dinner? Cocktails, Dinner, and Dessert with Patricia also makes the perfect hostess gift. This 3-CD compilation is the perfect background music that sets just the right mood for any dinner party.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy.
To purchase this album, just go to patriciawelsh.com/CD. That is patriciawelsh.com/CD. You won't be disappointed.
It is the 15th century. El Tesoro de Cielo, a Spanish treasure ship, sends a scouting expedition to a strange island. Golden statues surrounding them prove the enormity of their find. Suddenly, hordes of foolish creatures with scaly green flesh and skeletal wings descend upon them from the sky.
What do you think of this, Rufio?
These creatures are fragile, Captain. We could take them with our swords.
They seem supernatural. Who knows what powers they possess?
Fallen angels, weakened by their treason.
My God, are you saying they're Lufalin, the devil's host?
I'm saying whatever they are, we can take them. Do any of you cowards dare join me?
Up against sharp knife-like nails and hideous fangs, the men's swords rip into slimy green flesh. Though black blood pours copiously from their half-naked bodies, the creatures miraculously persist. Can the crew survive this bloody, cursed battle?
Find out more by Googling The Thrice Born, a new sci-fi supernatural novel by Carlos Lopez Avery and Johnny Bluestar. Google with the words Carlos Johnny Kendall, The Thrice Born. That's Carlos Johnny Kendall, The Thrice Born.
This is Johnny Bluestar back with songwriters Dave Nathan and Bonnie Blazak. You know, I guess I have always believed in representative democracy as defined by our founding fathers. But I'm not seeing very much of what I would think would represent the American people. For instance, shutting down the government just because certain people don't like Planned Parenthood, which could affect the entire global economy as well as many, many individuals who work for the government, including our servicemen. I think of all the things that have affected our political life, and I can't help but think primarily of the media. American voters' voting decisions have been affected by the three things. Certain stereotyped opinions they have based on narratives promulgated by the two parties, which are both controlled by lobbies and corporations, by the distortion of news reinforced by commentary by the major media, and by their own failure, the American people's failure, to choose viable candidates in the primaries, thereby consigning them to voting for candidates chosen effectively by the parties. And in terms of the kind of propaganda, if you like, that has led to this type of voting experience, I think that television is the main culprit. And I would like to play, before we get more into our conversation, a very interesting song called Télévision by Zave and Bonnie.
Thank you. day. You're so tired. You wonder why your sex drive is gone. Your table dinner is waiting for you. You grab the remote and turn on the news. And then your box is telling you what to buy. Television, television, it must be the way out of this. Television, television, another life falling out of grace. You're hypnotized, so why do you sleep at night? Your brain is dry and waits for a fight. You wanna watch your favorite sports, but it beats you commercial spots. Make it a deal, your time for your cash, not bad. Television, television, there's me way out of this. Television, television, another life falling out of grace. Television, television. Television, television, I know the love is for in that grace.
My company, New Galaxy Enterprises, is a California corporation specializing in the creation of media and promotional content. We are focused on original, innovative projects that are good for humanity. These projects could be nonfiction books or novels, fictional screenplays or documentary content, websites and website content, commercial advertising content for print, audio, or video products on the internet, television, or radio, musical scores for advertising, television, or film, video, audio editing, etc. We want to promote products and projects that support the environment, encourage a healthy experience in living, developing, nurturing, and useful technology, and offering platforms for positive, socially constructive entertainment or informative, transformative media. Our experience in creating a variety of products like this is rather vast, and we offer client-based and collaborative products, as well as the opportunity of active investors to join us in the creation and promotion of proprietary products, some of which are in latter stages of development. For more information, go to www.newgalaxyenterprises.com. newgalaxyenterprises.com. That's www.newgalaxyenterprises.com. If you're interested in talking to us, just fill out the contact sheet and we will get back with you.
You know, I grew up loving television. I used to watch Flash Gordon, Buzz Corbin's, and the Rocket Rangers, Space Patrol, Tom Corbett and the Space Academy. And then I grew into other things. Eventually, I actually grew into liking the news and the excitement of that period where I grew up in. But now, I look at television differently. I see it now as a powerful technological force used against the American people. And I think this song that you wrote, guys, really talks about it. What is your telling? We heard the song, but what is your opinion about what television is doing to the American people?
Well, it's totally got them captured. They are plugged in to a false reality through television. The flicker rate of television was, you know, scientifically determined to be at a specific point which hypnotizes the watcher. And this way they can send subliminal messages, all kinds of messages through the imagery, through the situations that they use to control our thinking about social issues, how we react with each other and behave with each other. It has contributed to the destruction of the family, family values, all the things that are important. It's amazing. And years and years ago, when I initially began my spiritual, you know, warrior path, one of the many, many people I read books and listened to presentations from was a guy named Stuart Wilde, an Australian guy who was brilliant and powerful, and he passed away a couple of years ago. One of the things he said was, if you want to evolve spiritually, if you want to reconnect with Source and be a sovereign being, first thing you have to do is unplug from the media. Stop watching television. Don't listen to the lies. Don't read the newspaper. It's all, you know, they take a seed of truth and then they build this huge reality around it. In order to get people to believe what they want us to believe, and it's working. Yeah. And as you discussed, the early years of television were very benign, and, you know, it was Leave It to Beaver and, you know, Flash Gordon. And once they realized, the elite controllers of our world, once they realized what a powerful tool television was, how they could manipulate the human mind, they took it under their control, and man, is it working. This is why people can't wake up.
Yeah, entertainment.
Yeah, we're walking down a kind of a dark path, particularly when the fact is that television basically controls the voting patterns, as I was saying, of people in the United States who have refused to vote in the primaries where you select your candidates, which is a wonderful convention and freedom that we actually have in this country, and nobody's taking advantage of it. Just small numbers of people turn out in the primaries.
Well, let me interject, if I may.
Sure.
How do you control the mass amount of people?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, how you do it is you give people tools and gadgets.
I know that, as an example, Bernie Sanders is trying to trigger sort of a massive revolution in people paying attention and you know, demanding their freedoms in certain ways. For myself, I was involved in something called We Lead USA, which was an attempt to actually create a political matrix in social media, so that people could interact with each other in a really perfect way. Unfortunately, that particular program is not active anymore, and I think that something like it, created by the right people, that would advocate true democratic values and voting and trying to turn back the flood of misbehavior that's happening in our government, would be a wonderful solution.
Well, it would be a solution if we weren't under such a deep control. The rabbit hole goes so deep, Johnny. It's just
I haven't given up hope, Bonnie. You know, I just
layer of our existence. There, we don't have our vote doesn't matter. It's all manipulated. They put in who they want in. They put them in.
Well, Bonnie, yeah. That is true. But you're talking on one example of many programs that are not manipulated. And I say that holds a little bit of a beacon of hope, because there is a very strong alternative media, but it is kind of uncoordinated. And there isn't really a movement that integrates all the different problems that we have that are universally felt that we need to restore the American Constitution. But on that note, I'm going to play a positive song, or at least a positive title by you called Yes.
Since I met you, honey, things have been so strange. Everything's in order, then you rearrange. You tell me just come over, then you change your mind. Just can't understand why you're so unkind, blind. Every time I think it's all figured out, plus turns into minus, sure turns into doubt. Chances of succeeding look like they will fail. And if I see blue skies, I need to watch for hell. Honey, spell backwards is why you know. First you say you're staying, then away you go. On and off is killing me, I must confess. But between you and I work my way to Y-E-S.
The following is from West Side Warrior, the memoir of Ray Boylan, a Korean War veteran and crime fighter. He was there fighting in the world's coldest battlefield when the Chinese communists invaded.
Desperate squad members ran past our foxhole yelling, "Get the hell out of here, there's too many of them!" Again, this other Chinese soldiers charging in with opium-induced mindlessness, oblivious of our bullets. Again, we heard the bugles and whistles. Climbing out of our foxhole, Bob dropped two hand grenades behind us, and I threw one over my shoulder. Bullets whizzing by our heads, Bob and I became bolts of lightning flashing across the mountainside. Like a hideous film, desperate scenes like this played out on the Tokong Pass for 3 days. Sometimes I played in the scene. Sometimes I could only watch and wonder if it were real, or if I'd be suddenly jolted out of my trance by an RKO usher saying, "Hey, did you kids sneak in here?"
To acquire this book, Google westsidewarrior.boylan.kindle. Boylan is spelled B-O-Y-L-A-N. That's West Side Warrior, Boylan, Kindle.
Nowadays, if you are a serious business person, just getting assistance from someone with a license and a bit of experience may not be sufficient. In fact, your realtor actually needs to be knowledgeable enough to be one of your top advisors. Whether you are facilitating a giant merger or selling your company, there's a lot at stake besides your finances. There is the future value of your current investment, financial freedom, integrity, and overall reputation. If you need this kind of assistance, Sandra LaFlamme is a real estate expert with the experience, reputation, and knowledge qualified to assist you in all your key transactions. Sandra LaFlamme, real estate services with integrity and conscience. Contact her today at 888-366-8070. That's Sandra LaFlamme at 888-366-8070. I've worked with Russian composer Edgar Aaron for quite a few years, building an inventory of songs, many of which feature singer-performer Patricia Welch. We will soon be releasing these songs, components of an album and a musical in progress called Hadley's Castle. When Edgar and I first got together, I was amazed by the brilliance of his musical scores created for movies, TVs, and animations. Here is a sample of the work he did on the Russian TV series, available now on Amazon, called The Secret Agent's Memoir, which had 2 seasons. This score is called Escape and was created for the first season. say that Bridge of Light Productions, a division of New Galaxy Enterprises, is proud to be the contact point for television and film companies seeking information about this amazing composer's work. If you're in the entertainment business and wish to know more, contact me at johnnybluestar@gmail.com. That's johnnybluestar@gmail.com. You know, I'd like to talk about accentuating the positive. If there is a way out of this mess, what is it?
Yes.
Any ideas?
Awareness. Love. Wake up. Open your eyes. Be aware of what's up. Look at real reality. That's
the beginning. And I think the most important strata of our society that needs to wake up to this are those who have the job. Government, who are the governors of our states and the senators and the congressmen. Our research and all of the work we've done over the last decade learning about all of this shows that these people are all compromised. You know, they put these people in power because they have a weakness that they can control them through, whether it's alcoholism, pedophilia, sex addiction, criminal activities, and then they can control them, and they're heavily surveilled, and they are pushed to vote and handle things within the government the way they are told by the mega corporations, you know, the power elite. Our country is not run by our Congress and Senate and President, really. I mean, our President also, who's just been doing a terrible job of everything. He's destroying our country. But he's doing it at the behest of the people above him. And he was groomed from a very young age. He's a communist and he's a Muslim and he's our president. It's ridiculous. How did we get here? So me, in my mind, it is the people inside the system who must wake up and make a choice. Do I give up my $175,000 a year that even when I retire, I'll still receive that? I'm above the law. I don't have to do anything that the little people have to do. And I work for the big guys at the top, and that's okay with me, even though you're destroying our world for your children and your grandchildren. It's not just the little people. You think it's not going to affect you. It is. But until these people have the courage and the determination to do what's right and to serve the people, which is the oath they all take when they take office, serve the Constitution and serve the people, what can the little people do? What can you and I do? All we can do is spread the truth, and if we unite, I mean, there are 7 billion of us against a small handful of controllers, we will win.
I know one thing we could do. We can play we can dedicate and play this song to those people in power. It's called Believe.
And we mustn't forsake and forget who we are, as our future and past are written in the stars. Every day of our lives we should pray to the sky. We are one, we all love, you and I.
Believe. Clear, and it is human's fate to take back the keys to the gate. We're living again through the grave full of wrong, and we really don't know if we'll ever get home. It's a long road ahead, and I know where to start. Stay strong and keep loving our and forsake, forget who we are, as our future and past are written in the stars. Of our life we should pray to the sky. We are one, we are love, you and I.
live here in peace. Then the greed and the wars and corruption will cease. But we will see much loss, and for that we will grieve. In the end, it is love we'll receive. And we mustn't forsake, forget who we are. As our future and past are written in the stars. Every day of our life we should pray to the sky. We are one, we are loved, you and I. To let it go. And we mustn't forsake, forget who we are. As our future and past are written in the stars. Every day of our life we should pray to the sky. We are one, we are love, you and I. And we mustn't forsake and forget who we are. As our future and past are written in the stars. Every day of our life we should pray to the sky. We are one, we are love, you and I.
We're coming shortly to the end of our show, and I know a lot of this, a lot of our show has been with your music, Zeyd and Bonnie, and it was quite an honor to visit with you and to hear it. I hope that perhaps you'd consider to come back again and have a longer chat time.
Oh, we'd love to.
Yeah. There's so much to talk about, and every topic. It's a 2 hour by itself. The Constitution is 2 hours. The Second Amendment is 2 hours. Education is 2 hours. Vaccination is 2 hours. Freedom, military. I mean, it's enormous. So we'd love to come back.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about. Anyway, I want to thank you all for coming, and I want to point out that your music is, you can find it at SoundCloud under Zeyd Music. And I think that people, if they want to hear some of these songs, and some other songs they haven't heard, can go there whenever they want. Right now, we're going to play another song of yours, a little short piece of it, called You're My Girl.
Girl on a date, go for the bait, just couldn't wait. You got it. Loving your smile, digging your laugh, taking your path. You got it. Falling to me, she gonna tell you all she be with you. Walking hand in hand on the avenue, and if I can't slow down, it's because it's true. You're my girl, you're my girl. When I sleep at night, you are in my dreams, 'cause you're the cutest thing that I've ever seen. And I can promise you, you'll be on the scene. 'Cause my girl, 'cause you're my girl.
New Galaxy Enterprises is a media company specializing in wide-ranging content like novels, nonfiction books, screenplays, commercial advertising, web content, etc. One of our most esteemed providers is illustrator Robert W. Zalo. I work on all my most important projects, like book covers, logos, web design elements, with Robert. As an illustrator, he worked on the Ignatz-nominated comic book, The Expert's Guide to Killing Things That Go Bump in the Night. His skills encompass advertising, magazine illustrations, gaming, comic books, TV production, and scenic painting. His clients include Comcast, Adelphia, Haven Talent, Forceworks, High Octane Theater, Star Creative Advertising. If you wish to contact Robert, go to johnnybluestar.com and let me know. That's johnnybluestar.com. For artist illustrator Robert Zalo, an essential component of all the work we do. Maybe he can help you too.
Boots in Manhattan is a coming-of-age novel by Ray Boylan and Johnny Bluestar. It is about a young Tom Boots Raymond who grows up in New York in the 1940s, who is a member of a street gang.
My friends and I were about to start our own game of stickball when Rabbit Lacey, the head of the Rattlers, came up to us and tried to move in on our game. We were called dwarves, the youngest members of the stupid gang.
Hey, Kevin, I need you to get some gloves and some stuff I left at my place.
No, this is our game.
Hey, are you my good little dwarf or what?
You've been calling me a dwarf since I was six. We're not your personal slaves, pal.
Hey, what is this? A dwarf rebellion? All right, big guy, we ditched the dwarf thing. We make you guys regular rattlers.
No, it's too late.
He looked at Jay and me. We looked away. Rabbit was now angry, and he pushed Kevin hard with the palms of his hand. Kevin tried to ram him in his stomach, but he stepped aside, throwing Kevin into the curb where he fell to the ground, bleeding profusely at the knee. Still, he managed to get up.
My street.
Kevin shouted at Rabbit, pointing at him with an angry index finger.
Find out more by Googling Boots in Manhattan, a 1940s coming-of-age novel, part one of the novel series The Foot Soldier by Ray Boylan and Johnny Bluestar. Google with the words Boots in Manhattan, Ray Johnny Kendall. That's Boots in Manhattan, Ray Johnny Kendall.
Coming up next week, we present a show called The Evolution of a Performer, featuring Patricia Welch, a performer I've worked with for many years, along with Edgar Ahrens, a Russian composer. Among her many credits, Patricia toured with Robert Goulet and was featured in Wayne Newton's TV program. I've experienced firsthand the power of her performance and her tremendous versatility as a singer. I'd like to tell you a story, since this really is connected with Threshold, which is a spiritual program, actually, talking about our relationship to other levels of awareness. And part of that scenario is the phenomena of synchronicity, when things happen that really are so amazing that you can't really grasp them completely, that kind of shows the power of a higher hand in all the things that we do. And one of those was how I met Patricia Welch, because the way I got involved with Edgar Ahrens, the Russian composer, was that he had solicited my help in working in film, because I write screenplays, but I'm not a film producer, and he thought I was, and he does, generally speaking, scoring. But when I heard his music, I thought it was so phenomenal. Oh my gosh. I contacted him, I asked him if he'd like to write songs with me. He said, yes, I'd like to write songs. My problem is I can't speak English that well, and I don't do lyrics. But there is somebody who wants to work with me, and that's someone named Patricia Welch. And I said, where does she live? He says, she's an American. She lives in Quinta. Quinta, I said. Wow. Really? Are you sure that's the name of it? Yeah. And I looked her up, and I found out she lived in La Quinta, 30 miles away from us. So our song, Christmas in Your Eyes, the first song that's on YouTube, and there are more coming, was created in a studio about 15 miles away from my house, and that's how I met Patricia, and we've been friends since, along with Edgar, and we've worked together for quite a number of years. Well, anyway, I want to thank Rod Tyler, who helps me on and off the air. He's helped promote some of these programs, and he participates sometimes as a guest host. Particular thanks to John Stiles, Ryan, and Irma for their help, and to our board op, Mike Fox, who always comes through for us. And finally, an homage to the great Hassan Khan, who has helped me with the websites, YouTube promotions, commercials, and many other elements supporting the show. So now I would like to leave right now with another great song that we heard a piece of before, but a perfect way for leaving, a song called Change by Zave Nathan and Bonnie Blazak.
Genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on Earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Peace for all men and women, peace in all time.
If you like Threshold Radio, a program which deals with core issues affecting our personal, political, and spiritual lives, and advocates the creation of an enlightened, informed citizenry, not only in America, but throughout the world, then you might think of supporting both your product and business and our message by advertising on our show. All programs are archived and are supported in various ways, including social media, our outreach being broadcast weekly on VegasAllNetRadio.com, a very advanced internet broadcasting station, but also archived directly on our websites on YouTube and in SoundCloud. We believe in time we will have a very broad outreach. Through New Galaxy Enterprises, our parent company, we can create a wide range of marketing and advertising components to complement your advertising on Threshold Radio and increase your outreach in many creative and exciting ways. If interested, just go to www.thresholdradio.com and fill out a contact form with your interest. That's www.thresholdradio.com.